begin current daf mesech the school daf yud. Begin the mitzvah. Begin tes master. Begin zikmacha. Be yishta, and it's going to drink b'halkachazilei. But it's going to see it. How does it get there if it's uncovered so short? So Tosfos actually being the Yerushalmi mitaretz. Yerushalmi gives a different answer. Kachuta sairuhu. This snake is like literally like the thread over here. V'shvifin shmoi. It's called shvifin. And but it's just nitna lekarka libokel lefanav. How does it get in? Because it breaks through the ground. But the linot reshus lekli libokem upon the boy. When it's closed, it's sealed, and the vessel doesn't give way to it. It's only when it's open. But that's why it might not be seen, even at such a short amount of time. Next, says Matthew begins Gemara. Tavav al b'chulu. The question was: you see, when you tavel and you come out, the tefillah is not going to be effective. We have vadi tavel and suffik if the chatzitza was on or not. So you see, suffik is mitzvah nevada. So he says no. There it's different because hematom al chaskasa. But Shai says hach the hacha. The Gemara's question over here from tevilo leishayich lasui is not applicable to be brought. Where the Gemara is having similar discussions over there and ask similar questions, but it does not ask this question. And the reason for that is because the Hasam Nami Parach, where there they also ask, you don't see a suffix is extracting from a definite? He says, Taisis, the reason why he doesn't ask it over there is because the Shani Hacha, here it's different. The Lchumra Asa, Suffix Yisur, Maitzav Nevadai, Heter. We're coming to be stringent that the doubtful iser is removing it from the definite heter, and that's what we're asking from that on this halacha. Whereas v'hanach the ma'isi hasam, not to answer the other way. Those that question that the Gemara brings over there l'shach l'suya hacha, it's not applicable to be brought over here because the hasam mishum na pasavik aragel. That's because it was an equal type of suffix. Here the suffix is not as equal, and therefore those questions would not be applicable over here. So that we're saying that here that we're being stringent, we're saying that the subject is being mitzvah devade heter, and we need another tefillah, so you can't prove to the sugya of Gemara over there that they want to prove that the subject heter would be yitzvah devade iser. And the other way is that over there, these are, you know, very bona fide sveikas and common. So therefore you could say that, okay, the subject would be mitzvah devade. But that wouldn't prove to our sugya that even the uncommon suffix, that suffix would be an etzim devade. Next says maschal, begins the word the gemara shi'em barley. So we're concerned that there is a chatzitza until the person says, "No, I know for sure that it wasn't a problem." So today is bothered by a question, an omission. Here our gemara does not differentiate between tovel samach lechafifa, like when was the tefillah. We're saying we're concerned. We don't differentiate whether if the tefillah was close to the scrubbing of the here, l'loy tovel samach lechafifa, or if the tefillah was not close to the chafifa. Kidem afleg perik basa the nida, which the Gemara does differentiate in the last perik nida of tzamach vav mebeis, dama rabba says tovela, if the woman immersed herself for ulsa and she comes out. Menim says halel dava chaitzes, and you find on her something that's a chatzitza, an interposition, something that's stuck to her. So he differentiates im samach lechafifa tavla if she tavla right after, like close to the time when she did the combing over here. And it's tuchelach zelach of litva. She doesn't have to go do chafifa and tavla again. We presume that it was okay. Vimla b'chula, but if not, oh, then you have to. So why here in our sugya we're not making that differentiation? V'amir ben tam. It says because halacha ma'iri here we're talking about benimtza beguf. We're talking about where you find the chatzitza. You find like a sticky thing on the body, and that wouldn't make a difference because v'hasa ma'iri benimtza berosh. There's the one where you find something, let's say, on the head, on the hair and the head. Oh, the chafifa they take in the Ezra, because the whole chafifa, which would be applicable to differentiate, Ezra Hasefa is only misakin el bereish, only for the hair on the head. Because I mean, so therefore you can differentiate it with there. For regarding the hair on the head, you find it there. Okay, if you did the chafifa, which is where we were misakin it, then we would assume that it was okay. Because I mean, Meruba, like the Gemara says, Baba Kamada Pebeiz and Malav, the Raisa from biblical alochas liyune, is you just have to check. Dilma Mikter. Maybe something got knotted. Well, so you see, the ikat akana was only on the head because weird is here long enough to get knotted. It's only on the head. And that's what Ezra made a little bit more. Said, okay, you got to comb it out also. But we also learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Nazir, Nazir chayfeh for mefasfas. The Nazir combs and his mefasfas that he could, you know, he could scrub. I mean, but he can't comb, which obviously... We see that that's because they're referring to the hair on his head. We say the ishlei tochav el b'chamin. A woman is not allowed to do chafifa only with warm water. But not with cold water. Why? Mishum the mashru mazye because it makes it stiff. That's only here in the head. But shar guf shaykh lemalash nadacha. In contrast, the here on the rest of the body. Or the body as it is a lashon of washing. Like Rabbi says, person's always teaching his house that before she goes to the mikvah, she should wash the folds in her body, the parts of the skin that hang over other places. Now, you see, he's using the terminology of madicha because that's not the here on the head; it's elsewhere. And it also sounds like it's specifically the folded areas of a loisha haguf, but not the rest of the body. And that's what we see that it's specifically not the here on the head that we're using the halosh nadacha because of avakav dikel meim, although you could say the nakat kamarat tamla rebusa that we're using the folded parts of the body as a chiddush, the avakav the bibis mayim lebi inon, even though you don't need water to get over there, but roy lebi is mayim be inon because it's folded over, but it has to be fit that it could get there, so you have to clean it out over there. No, says tais lekel meim hachi can say them and le nakat from the fact that the wording it doesn't say afila. Doesn't say even the folds. Sounds like that specifically that it's the folded areas because he should have said afila, and from the fact that it doesn't say that's obviously that the lashon hadacha is specifically the folded areas. But one thing is that we see that it's not the here and the head. Now, Vadam Rav Nachman lechamaisei. Now, what do you do with Rav Nachman? What he said to, meaning we're saying that the hadacha does not require the whole body; it's only the folded up areas. But I Rav Nachman said to his mother-in-law, "Dudi chazarta? What are you missing? Things to warm up hot water. Why are you not going to the mikveh? You have hot water. So it says there's a mash, but it sounds like the chal guf by chafifa. What I mean, so many hot water things that they needed. It sounds like you have to wash the whole body. So it says no, hasam lab mishum chayv. That wasn't because of obligatory. Mishum chayv to regila lirchitz b'chamin. That she was a wealthy woman. She was accustomed to bathe her whole body in hot water. Like many people have the custom currently, lirchitz chal guf b'chamin. They wash the whole body in hot water, but not that there's a chayv. It's only in the folded ears. Now this is all one approach to answer the question. Another approach to answer the question, Rabbein Tam says, the Hacham Ayri L'Taharis. Here, that we're not differentiating regarding Chafifa, we're talking about someone who's tabling for purifications of Truma Taharis, B'Ubenidar L'Bala. That's talking about for her husband. Oh, Shechmiu L'Taharis, there's him L'Bala. So here, yeah, we're more stringent. We don't care you if you just did a Chafifa. We're more stringent regarding Taharis than for a woman to be permitted to have relations with her husband. K'mesh Mashma Manida, Mekama Kama, it sounds like we're more Nida in many places. Look at the Daf Yud Aleph, Tezayin, Samach Zayin. But Oid, moreover, another approach, a third approach, Yesh Lahamed Hach, the Shmaitin, you could say that our story is talking about Kahanim, which they tovel. But they mem chafifa. They don't have this scrubbing. Why not? They're always immersing. In the first parak halacha aleph, and therefore there is no chafifa, and therefore there's no room to make this differentiation of like, oh, was chafifa done or not? Next says master that begins the gemara v'hocha the badi tovel. So this is the gemara's question that if Chizah said it's okay to do, he validates the shechita that you find afterwards the knife is dented. Because you can't have the suffix, maybe it was nifgam, be mitzi from the vadai, that there was the bone that could have done it afterwards. So Rabbi asks, I learned if someone, the hocha, the vadai tavel, where for sure here, where he tables and he finds afterwards something that's a chetzitza, we say it's not a good kosher, even though they for sure he tabled, and even so they say the suffix that maybe there was a chetzitza at the time of tefillah, maybe, and it comes to mitzvah devadai. That's the Gemara's question. So it's bothering tases, it's not comparable. Breaking the bones, dents the knife for sure, which is not the case by tefillah. There's no definitive quality over here. Even though he for sure went to the mikvah, but no vadi tefillah because if he had a chatzis at the time, tefillah is not considered as tefillah at all. It says pirish. In other words, karv levadaihu. It's close to almost definite to tavel shaper that he did tavel well. Kibushnas ask by some menachkech because he was engaged in this thing of the chatzis afterwards. So it doesn't mean that for sure tefillah. It just means that. The fact that he was engaged afterwards, that's the Vada Chatzitza, that's close to definite that when he engaged in that, it stuck to him. But the concern that maybe he was dead at the time of the tefillah, that's a suffix chatzitza. If that's the case, so it's comparable to the case of the dending of the knife, that the breaking of the bones is vandai, and the fact that it maybe happened with the skin earlier, that's a suffix. So that's his question that you see, and you see here, it's not good. Next, says Matzah, begin the words, digmaram, sakin israoi. Oh, there's a difference, because there's a flaw with the knife, but behemol israoi, but there's no flaw with the animal. So the Gemara ultimately comes out, oh, the difference is, by Tavol and you find the Chatzitza, the Tefillah is disqualified because there's a race in the Tefillah, this that you find in him a Chatzitza, but when you slaughter and you find the knife afterwards, Chatzitza, that's okay, because even though there's a flaw in the knife, but there's no flaw in the animal itself. So Tais is bothered with this because he says, Tema, it's a wonder, because you can't give the same answer regarding the case of the Mikvash and Nimdad. When they measured the mikvah nimtza chaser and it was found out to be lacking, didn't have the requisite shear of 40 saw, the Bereish Nida, all the way in the beginning of Masechta Nida, Beis and Beis. The Kama Hassam that the Gemara says over there, the L'chol HaTarish Nasa Gabav, if you check and you see it's missing now, so we don't know when it was lacking, said all the purification were done on it, L'mafrei retroactively, cool into Meis, they're all going to be richly impure. Why? B'shem no chaser l'vanecha. Look at it, right now you see it's lacking. So v'hemetam l'chas kaseh. So whatever was tummy, it had to go through a transformation. We don't know if it did. It retains its original status that it was tummy. And we don't say this, what we're saying here in the Gemara, mikveh sirai, what do you mean? Oh, the flaw is in the mikveh, adam lo sirai, there's no flaw in the person. Why don't you say, hemet behemel chazkasa, that the animal retains its chazaka, behemel lo nishchata. I mean, you say the same thing in our Gemara, say, oh, it wasn't slaughtered. The knife is dented. So essentially, the mikveh and the knife are the same things. They're in these secondary elements. And there, we're not saying what our Gemara is saying over here. And that is, our Gemara is not saying what you're saying over there. That here we should say, like, you know, you say that there's a flaw with the mikveh. You should say the flaw with the knife. So Taisa has three approaches to this question. You could say, it's the Shani Hasan. Well, there it's different. Nikola Meme, you could say, Chaser Va'asoi. That it was continual, because the Kamasam, like the Gemara says over there, here the knife had happened at one time, the dent, there, you know, there might have been a leak, it might have been a continual thing, so there's no reason for us to say it happened just now, it might have been even beforehand. But just from another approach you could say, is the Hacha Taima, here the reason is, Mishum de Etzim Ba'adei Poikim, because hitting the bone, for sure going to dent the knife. And, so what Tais is trying to say, that, here it's different because when we're saying that there's a flaw in the knife and not in the animal, the truth is that's not enough of a reason to say that it's okay. The real reason is because we're not really thinking that it was really the knife that got dented with the skin, because that's like a maybe. But the bone is for sure gonna go ahead and dent it. So Tay says, wait a second. V'chitim, if you're going to say, what do you mean? Hasanami. So they're also vadei tavel. There, in the case of the mikveh that you find is lacking, which also validate, because you can't say the suffix that maybe was missing at the time of the tefillah should exclude from the, you know, the definitive that you tavel could become a hacha, like the Gemara says over here regarding the case of gabei tavel v'ala, that where he tovled and it came out, and you find the chatzitza, that you say that the suffix is not mitzvah, they vandai. So it says, no, it's not comparable, because the mashin is asik v'yisem in achakach. This, that when you're engaged with this chatzitza item afterwards, so it's a vadai tovel. So that makes it that, like, yeah, for sure, the tefillah was okay, like we said in the previous tefillah, the mistam v'yisem in achakach, because we can presume that it probably came what you engaged with, which was afterwards. Abul Hassan, but over there, Ma shayich leima, how would it apply to say vadi tavel? That you for sure tabled? It's not like for sure that you tabled. Had it been mikvah chasa tavel? What do you mean? He tabled in a lacking mikvah. As we see, it's like chasa levenecha. Vein zu tefillah. And therefore, that's not a valid tefillah. So Tais is saying that, truly, the het ikar het of chizei in our sugi is because ain't something mitzvah nevada. So then, that's what Tais is bothered, and he comes and explains, v'hod amin besamach, Kabir of Yosef, that the Taraf Atlisa Chevasa, where the person had slaughtered 13 animals in a row without checking the knife, and then he finds a pogrom at the end. So Rav Yosef says they're all a problem. So the Gemara wanted to know, is it going like Rav Huna, is it going like Rav Chisda? And Iklamema, there are those who wanted to say the Lekrev Chizda that, oh, it must be that he's not saying Lekrev Chizda. Why? Because Rav Chizda, Philip Asrai, is a Kshera. According to Rav Chizda, even the last one would be Kasher, because you would say that, oh, it must have been the neck of the last one that went and dented it. So here it sounds like that the reason of Chizda is not because Ein Sabim Mitzim Nevadai, because there's no Vadai to say it's the last neck that did it versus the first one. So that's what Tosfos is coming to explain. Lafisha Karv Levadai. No, it's not true. It actually is close to definite. To be Etzem Shema Freka Shabbas Raisa Ifkim. That it must have been the last one that it got dented. Why? Lafisha Bershain is Rogelizar. Because actually in the first 12 animals, it makes sense that he'd be careful. Shalei litchlik as asakin b'keich b'mafrek is not to push too hard with the knife on the neck. Lafisha Dain Tzorach Lishchad Acheris. Because he knows he has to still slaughter the other one. Abachrein L'chayich is the end of his job. Then he might not be careful. It actually is Karv Levadai. This was the second approach. But another approach you could say is, to answer the original question, the Mali is Yoli Dereis of Asakin. That, so, I mean, so in other words, how do we answer the question? If someone slaughters and he finds the knife dented versus the case of the mikveh that found out to be chasa, that, you know, when you have two flaws, that it should be forbidden. But regarding the knife, the Rav Chizda says, okay, really Tosfos comes to say it's because really there's many doubts regarding this. And that's why we're going to say it's mutter over here. Because this is what Tosfos really introduces, this idea, where he says, first this idea, the Mali is still raised to the second truth. What's the difference if there's a flaw in the knife? A Mali is still raised to the behemoth. What's the difference if the flaw is in the animal? Either way, who cares? It's still the same doubts. So it says, it must be that what we're saying is like this. Sakin Yisra'i, when we say the flaws in the knife, Pidush, Vikas Veketuva, it just means to say like, oh, once, if you're looking and analyzing on the knife, you'll see there's many doubts over here to say that it shouldn't be a problem. Shemeba Etzem Nifkema, you're right, maybe it was, first of all, maybe it was the bone that dented it. That's one doubt. So Philip Ba'ar Nifkema, even if you can say it's a skin, which that would be a problem, maybe you didn't slaughter the saman of the neck opposite where the knife got dented. You did it with a part that wasn't dented. So have a kisvek sveka. It's like a double doubt, and that's why here it's okay. Now we can understand what the Gemara subsequently asks when it says, kol safik, when it says the words, you know, that any safik, the Gemara wants to understand, lasuye mai. What's that coming to include? So the Gemara says, isn't it coming to include such a case where the Braisa says kol safek v'shechit is pasul? So it seemingly the Braisa is coming to include the case we're discussing. You're not sure when the knife got dented. That you see, it's pasul, not like Rav Chizda. So now the Gemara answers, no, it's not coming to include only a case of different cases like safek of shah, safek daris. So the Gemara says, what's the difference between these svekis and the case of when the knife gets dented? So the Gemara answers that there's a flaw in the animal, like we're saying, but here it's a flaw in the knife, not the animal. So the question is, what, the Gemara didn't know this? We already said this. Oh, but that's what Tosfos is coming to say, that now it makes sense, because we said, what is Sakan Nisroi? That there's many doubts in the animal. So that's what the Gemara is asking, that that the Mashma Shabbat L'Rabbis, it's coming to include Afila Davish and Lahatu Yitzim Ala Esther. That's coming to include even something that's more inclined to permit more than it's forbidden, meaning the case of Sakim Baguma. Mashan, that's Gemara answers, Loi, no, Lasui, Savik Shah, Savik Daris, coming to include those cases, which is the Avagav Dele Abed the Shoi Bedaris, even though, yeah, that's not that the norm that the person would do that, because the Mistama Shachi Gedech HaSheikhtin, that we could presume that it was slaughtered in the way people usually slaughter, and even though these Sveikas are more neiter, more to permit than to us, so you still see it's going to be possible. And the park, the Gemara asks, Maishno, what's the difference? Keep it to Tabai, Krebin Labadi Lahaksha. That's exactly what the Gemara is asking. So what would be the difference? That it's not Stam Mashiach, like the Gemara knew the difference that we said, but the Gemara means to say this idea that they both are more inclined to permit, then why would be the difference between the cases?